Concerning Grace. We brethren people didn't believe we had to earn our way to salvation from hell, but we absolutely were raised to believe that we had to earn blessing from God. When people died suddenly, someone always said, The Lord is speaking. With death, because that's how our God spoke. We weren't raised to celebrate Christmas or believe in Santa Claus, but it is really no wonder we kinda grew up confusing the Almighty God with Old Saint Nick. Except instead of, if you're bad, Santa won't get you anything for Christmas, it was more like, if you consistently indulge yourself in worldly things like Battlestar Galactica, God won't bless you, might literally kill you, or your sister, or your mom. I was haunted for years by a story they told us in Sunday school of a little boy who was lazy and rude and never obeyed his mother, then found her dead on the couch one day, and it was too late to tell her he was sorry. Laura says this is from Dan and Joyce Discover a Hive of Busy Bees. Be obedient. If you were good, of course you wouldn't get anything special. You were supposed to be good. There was no reward involved, and really good people didn't want anything anyway. The Lord was our shepherd. We weren't supposed to want stuff. I've seen Christians on the internet each Christmas season ranting about how blasphemous it is to ascribe the traits of God to Santa. Like Santa can compete as a concept. Is God really all that much like Santa Claus? If he is, no wonder people stop believing in him when they grow up. Or is there altogether more to him? Is God just a meter maid in the sky? And is this really the gospel message as presented in Scripture as it should be given to children? If Christians don't want to get hurt by God, you have to earn that by living the joyless life of sacrifice that he requires of all his children. No wonder grace seemed too good to be true to many of us. No wonder the concept of love was all tied up in feelings of shame and being spied on and controlled. When our parents told us we could not watch cartoons or go out and get candy for Halloween or have our pictures taken with Santa Claus or have a Christmas tree or go swimming on Sunday when we are at someone's cottage or wear shorts on Sunday, they wanted us to know that they were denying us these things because God was making them do it and because they loved us. And they did love us. They absolutely did. But the fact that sometimes they were protecting the family's church status at our expense was not lost on us. We could tell pretty much every time they put our family's church reputation over the individual well-being of its members. The family was, among other things, a show, performing every single day, hoping for rave reviews, terrified of going over poorly and being forced to declare moral bankruptcy and shut down. And the legalism got ratcheted up over the years, both in our family and in our church. There was a battle going on. The world was invading our homes, right down to showing up on children's clothing and lunch boxes at first, and then even on Kleenex and breakfast cereal boxes. More than one brethren mother poured the Cheerios into large Tupperware bins so she could spare her kids a glimpse of Clash of the Titans, The Jungle Book, or The Empire Strikes Back, and simply tossing out the plastic toys and stickers her kids might want before they caught a glimpse of them. The family was under threat. How could children grow up to love God, the true master of the universe, if they were into He-Man and Battle Cat? Or that masked menace Spider-Man? Some of us grew up believing in a God who was suspiciously like J. Jonah Jameson from the 60s Spider-Man cartoon, chomping his cigar, hating young people, pounding his fist on the desk all the him-damned time. My mom didn't toss out our breakfast prizes usually, and I often asked her to buy cereal purely based on what toys and stickers were inside it. I love that stuff. You can still go on eBay to this day and buy the cheap plastic toys I coveted back then. I may have done that a few times, maybe more than a few times. When I was born, our family had a TV. I remember Bugs Bunny, the Irish Rovers, Sonny and Cher, Tony Orlando and Don, the Harlem Globetrotters, Archie's Funhouse, Shazam, McGilla Gorilla, The Wonderful World of Disney, Speed Buggy, and Scooby-Doo. By the time I went to kindergarten, my father's conscience had been exercised to the point of him leaving our little black and white TV out to the trash. MASH was getting too racy. When I was little, I went out for Halloween one memorable time dressed as Steve Austin, the cybernetic $6 million man. But soon enough, the Satan-serving horrors of the holiday caused it to be removed from our lives as well. The comic books went. Star Wars figures. Numerous slang phrases. Christmas. One Christmas, my mom's step-parents gave us presents, and we weren't allowed to open them. Eventually, they were returned unopened. The legalistic, censorious pencil was ever poised over our lives. Every newspaper or magazine article warning parents of the possible dangers of something or other was cut out and photocopied and passed around. Fear and responsibility, and we were under no illusion that it wasn't a competition. Which family among us was worldliest? My dad was admittedly controlling, but one thing that can certainly be said for him was that he didn't helicopter. He had his own stuff to do, and didn't follow us around hovering and spying on us. He was always off doing work. Mom, too. To this day, if you go to visit my dad, he's going to be outside, looking after sheep and chickens, and his miniature horse, and the llama, feeding lambs, literally. Growing up, my parents weren't ever very far away at all, but they weren't over our shoulders either, they were too busy. But this helicoptering thing my parents didn't do was part of our view of God. Be careful, little eyes, because your loving father, God, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, stalking around up there, waiting to pounce on any misstep or failing. One of the more modern Sunday school teachers at our meeting had study materials from some church, and they included things like, Thank you, God, for peanut butter, and the Lord our God made kitties. My father scoffed at this. Where were the stories of the rich man burning in hell, of Ananias and Sapphira being struck dead by the Holy Spirit for lying, of God smiting the Israelites with a plague of fiery serpents, of Gehazi getting cursed with leprosy for trying to turn a prophet? Because that was real Bible. I agreed. I liked the intense, hardcore stuff best. Screw kitties. When I first read about Aslan, the friendly, powerful, joyful Christ line in C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia, though, I suddenly, for the first time, thought that Jesus and heaven actually sounded less scary and tedious and perhaps downright nice. Could heaven be fun? Could one enjoy talking to Jesus more than talking to the dentist? Did God make good things and want us to enjoy them rather than sacrifice them for him? Crazy thoughts. I didn't want my parents to know I'd read the Narnia books at first because I feared they'd be upset at how different a view of Christian things C.S. Lewis was presenting. It was like a whole different religion. Joy and fun were part of it. Some people's parents threw the Narnia books away when they discovered they were a Christian allegory, with pagan creatures and, of course, the fun. Because we weren't here on earth to enjoy ourselves or have fun. There was a lesson I seemed to have imbibed with my mother's own electric stove-heated instant baby formula. If something is easy or fun, it's simply not worthy of our time. If life's not tedious, empty, and hard, you're doing it wrong. We were here to serve the Lord. We needed to be of use. And what God needed was people to be a good example of sacrificing pleasure, so this display of righteousness might be seen by all. Excellence was seen in subtracting all contaminants, scooping out everything that wasn't worthy. This is all we knew about what virtue was. It was seen in the absence of delight.